Listener Production.
Hello, it's Damien Carpenham. The man who is all but confirmed as the state's new premier has spent the morning going for a run in Kings Park. Roger Cook stared down his own union yesterday to secure enough party votes on a unity ticket with Rita Saffiotti as his deputy. He spoke a short time ago defending Labor's process of electing leaders.
No, this is the Labor Party, and you know, it's the Labor Party is a great organisation full of very passionate people with a lot of strong ideas, and that's what makes it a great political party. And obviously, one of the reasons why we make such good governments. Now, I love you all, but I'm going to keep writing if that's okay. Thanks very much. We'll be more to say later.
Mark McGowan finishes up on Friday. The head of the Reserve Bank has reaffirmed the work of getting inflation under control is on track. Governor Philip Lowe telling Senate estimates in Canberra this morning the nation is heading in the right direction. It just might take a bit longer than in other parts of the globe.
Our current central forecast is that the headline inflation rate returns to 3% in mid-2025. That's a bit later than many other countries have inflation returning to target, but we've consciously taken that decision to have a slower glide path.
An accused teenage gunman returns to Perth Children's Court today in a bid to be released on bail. The 15-year-old allegedly fired three shots at Atlanta's Beach Baptist College a week ago. His application had to be delayed yesterday as a mental health assessment wasn't finalised. And a free trade agreement comes into effect today between the UK and Australia. It cuts tariffs on things like beef and wine and will make it a little easier to get work visas. In sport, the Eagles hold the ace card going into today's AFL mid-season draft with pick number one. They're likely to select forward Ryan Marrick, the 193-centimetre Victorian, telling Seven he's proud of his elite kicking skills.
My main weapon, my main strength is my kicking ability, so I've always been a pretty natural kick, my field kicking as well as my goal kicking as well.
New South Wales and Queensland go head-to-head in State of Origin in Adelaide tonight, and a big upset at the French Open, world number two Daniil Medvedev losing his first round match in five sets.